Mr. President, let me return to the business at hand. That is the most important debate that I think this Senate has held in a good many months on S-2454, a comprehensive national immigration bill. In this immigration reform discussion, I've stood here, Mr. President, to emphasize our imperative duty to guard our borders and strengthen our national security. I have spoken about the provisions within S-2454 that deal particularly with the agricultural economy that I have focused on now for a good many years and presented my colleagues with alternatives and approaches toward resolving the issue of illegal nationals, foreign nationals working in the agricultural economy. But today, I want to talk about another component of the immigration debate. I am concerned about some of the comments being flung around as we address this critical issue. Certainly, this is a topic that awakens America's emotions, but I can't help but reflect on what those comments reveal about us as a nation. It is as though America doesn't want to face the mirror and look at herself. She doesn't want to see what she is and what that means. But for her own good, she has to. She must look in her mirror. She is a blend. She is a wonderful mosaic. She is English. She is German. She is Italian. She is Polish. She is Irish. She is Asian. She is African. And yes, she is Hispanic. She is multiracial, she is multi-ethnic, diverse in every aspect of her national life. That is why she is admirable. That is why she has prospered, and that is why she is strong. What is true in science is true in sociology. Mixing results in achievement and strength. We ought to think about that. We ought to evaluate some of the conceptions that we have regarding immigrants and measure them against the realities to see if they hold true. Immigration is a phenomenal national challenge. It always has been. But immigration is a challenge. It is not a threat. Quite honestly, immigrants represent solutions to many of our nation's problems, both currently and in the future. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics projects a shortfall of 10 million workers in this country by 2010. The reason is quite simple. Our workforce is growing older, and as it grows older, it shrinks. That was true in Japan. A great nation 30 years ago, 20 years ago, suggested to be the economic force of the world, 12 years ago, quit growing and began to die. Why? Because her workforce grew older than younger. On the other hand, immigrant labor is behind the significant economic growth this country has experienced in different areas in recent years. These are the economic necessities of today and a growing economy. Can we recognize this? Do we see that foreign nationals are cleaning up New Orleans and binding her wounds? Do we know that the Pentagon was rebuilt by Hispanic muscle? Immigrants are sweating it out in and across our country. They consistently have, and they've done it literally for centuries. In my home state, Hispanics were digging the mines in the 1860s. Mexican cowboys and ranchers were solid members of the pioneer communities even before my state became a state. Hispanics were mule packers in the 1880s, the mule trains that moved across the Great West. They and Chinese were building and maintaining the railroad systems of the American West throughout the 19th and the 20th and now the 21st century. Today they are harvesting apples in Washington, peaches in Georgia, and oranges in Florida. They are gathering grapes in California, slashing sugarcane in Louisiana, harvesting potatoes in Idaho, and picking corn in Iowa. Their footprints are in agricultural fields across America. Immigrants are hard workers. They work hard because they are grateful people and feel a sense of debt for the opportunity this country has given them. Contrary to what some believe, immigrants who have entered legally and illegally are not here to siphon services, but to produce and to contribute. They are working hard and in most instances giving back. The Idaho Commerce and Labor Department reports that between 1990 and 2005, Hispanic buying power in Idaho rose more than twice as fast as total buying power across our state. Nationwide, the purchasing power of Hispanics will reach $1 trillion, that's trillion with a T, dollars in 4 years. Beyond their role in sustaining the country's labor force, immigrants make a net fiscal contribution to the U.S. economy. The President's 2005 economic report, which uses figures of most authoritative in analyzing to date the economic impact of immigrants, says the average immigrant pays $1,800 more dollars in taxes than he or she costs the economy. Undocumented immigrants are believed to contribute billions of dollars to our Social Security system, billions of dollars they will not benefit from. According to the President's report, the administration's earning suspense file, that's a file within Social Security, made up of taxes paid by workers with invalid, mismatched Social Security numbers, totaled $463 billion in 2002. While other nations of the developed world are aging, America still sees a youthful face reflected in that mirror in which she looks. Immigration renews the United States and it keeps us young. While countries like Japan, as I mentioned earlier, and Russia and Spain are facing problems because their populations are decreasing, America has the necessary arms to support its pension and its social programs. Therefore, a comprehensive immigration reform is in America's best self-interest. Yes, we must contain our borders. Yes, we must, in any immigration program, make sure that it is controlled and managed so that those who come to America can, in fact, become Americans. Understanding these realities erases some of the misconceptions bouncing around this chamber and bouncing around America. Misconceptions that sometimes smack of prejudice. Previous immigration waves have experienced it to some extent, but I believe we as a nation are greater than that. When every one of us except Native Americans belong to a family that came from somewhere else, we should be careful not to erect mental borders, the type that keep people that are different from us at arm's length. We are a nation that encourages new thinking and benefits from the growth of the result of that new thinking. The American poet Oliver Wendell Holmes said it best when he said, "A mind stretched by a new idea never returns to its original shape. It expands, it grows, it broadens. Immigration is a source of new ideas, of entrepreneurship, of vitality. Meeting the culture simply does not happen in a one-way street, but in a bridge where both sides give and receive. When America looks at herself in her mirror, what will she see? She will see the very multicultural character that she has always been. She will see that that characteristic is her greatest asset. So the debate going on the floor of the United States Senate today is worthy of this Senate. It is worthy of all of us to make sure that a program that is broken, a national immigration program that has not had our caretakership for over two decades, now be given that responsibility to be redesigned, to be shaped, to be brought under control, that our borders be secured, and that America's multinational, her multi-ethnicity, continue to grow and prosper and bring the kind of strength and viability to our culture that it has always given us. America will be greater because of what we do here, if we do it right. It will not be lessened by our actions. I yield the floor and note the absence of a quorum.